We also take time each week to confess our faith in the Word of God, the infallible Word of God. We've been working through the Heidelberg Catechism, and I think it's useful from time to time to get back and take an overview of what we're doing. You may remember that the Heidelberg Catechism was drafted to be sure that the people of the principality around Heidelberg were instructed in biblical truth, so that the young people weren't getting enough of that. By way of review, it's divided into three sections. First of all, the misery of mankind. Secondly, the deliverance of mankind from that misery. And third, gratitude. We've been working for several weeks now in the questions in the deliverance section. We've covered questions on God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. With question 65, we begin the discussion of the sacraments with a discussion of faith. You know that faith and the substance of that faith are fundamentally important to our salvation, aren't they? I want to return briefly to question 21 of the Catechism, which deals with what is real faith, what is true faith. Do we have that up here? Good. So the question, what is true faith? True faith is not only a knowledge and conviction that everything God reveals in His Word is true, it is also a deep-rooted assurance created in me by the Holy Spirit through the Gospel that out of sheer grace earned for us by Christ, not only others, but I too have had my sins forgiven, have been made forever right with God, and been granted salvation. Notice that the answer speaks of the three elements of faith. First, we must have knowledge of Christ and His work. Second, we must have the conviction that everything God says in His Word about Christ is true. And then third, we must have a deep-rooted assurance. Out of sheer grace earned for me by Jesus, I have been forgiven and reconciled to God the Father. That's where our peace comes from that assurance. Now notice that the third element, this deep-rooted assurance, must be created in us by the Holy Spirit. It's not something we accomplish by our work. That brings us to question 65. Put up 65, good. So question 65 asks this. It is by faith alone that we share in Christ and all His blessings. Where then does that faith come from? The answer, the Holy Spirit produces it in our hearts by the preaching of the Holy Gospel and confirms it through the use of the Holy Sacraments. Well, does this catechism answer accurately affect what God's Word says? Is it accurate that the Holy Spirit produces the faith in our hearts which alone allows us to share in Christ and all of His blessings? Is that what the Word says? Let's look at 1 Corinthians 2, 10 to 14. It says there, "But God revealed to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the thing of a man except the spirit of the man? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned." Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 also tells us that this is a gift. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Now the second part of the answer, is that accurate? When it says that the Spirit produces faith in our hearts by the preaching of the Holy Gospel, is that what the Word of God says? Romans 10 says this, "How then can we call on them, how can they call on them in whom they have not believed? How can they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, the Gospel in other words. And 1 Peter 1 says, "Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and the flower falls away, but the Word of God endures forever." Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. It concludes. How about the third part of the answer? Is it accurate that the faith by which the Spirit produces in our heart is confirmed through the use of the holy sacraments? 1 Corinthians 10 says this, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not communion of the body of Christ, the very things we're supposed to have faith in? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread." The sacraments then picture and express our faith. Now I want to make a point here before I conclude. Do not think that you earn your way to heaven by the strength of your own faith. The great preacher Horatius Bonar explained, "It is the Holy Spirit alone that can draw us to the cross and fasten us to the Savior. He who thinks he can do without the Spirit has yet to learn his own sinfulness and his own helplessness." The gospel would be no good news to the dead in sin if it did not tell of the love and power of the divine Spirit as explicitly as it announces the love and power of the divine substitute. Faith then is the link, the one link between the sinner and the sin bearer. It is not faith as a work of our minds which must be properly performed in order to qualify us for pardon. It is faith simply as a receiver of the divine record concerning the Son of God. Lord, protect us from the illusion that we, through the strength of our faith, merit salvation. Help us to lean heavily on the Holy Spirit and the deep-rooted assurance that He gives of forgiveness and reconciliation in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.